This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Aware that the Minnesota Vikings were observing the government shutdown as well, but it's the only thing I can offer in the way of a explanation of what happened yesterday. We had events conflate, right, Todd? They all, football and division championship, government, Schumer shutdown. I guess they all just kind of collided together. Rick Larson, my old buddy Rick Larson, now down in South Dakota, he. That was his explanation.
I didn't think about that aspect. That's a good point.
Yeah, they did shut down. I don't know how, why, or whatever. But I also have this breaking news on the Minnesota Vikings situation. It's just football. It's only a game, ladies and gentlemen. There are so many more important things in life. That's the beauty of having been really bummed out by what happened yesterday. Now, I have friends that are like in a state of clinical depression over this. You know, so I realize this is, people don't take this lightly. You might not be ready to hear it's just football, but it is. So I just say, look around, count your blessings. Sun's still going to come up. Everything will be okay. And we should be,
Yeah, well, it's dark and foggy in Bismarck, so don't use the sun analogy. It doesn't work here.
Well, if not today, it will. It will. It will get up at some point. You trust me, it's up there, or it'd be a little darker in Bismarck, even with that cover. It's not pitch black. You know what I'm saying? But it's a tough deal. You know, I am not the kind of person that lives and breathes football. Used to do that for UND hockey over the years, and as much as I love for them to win, life sort of crowds that stuff out, and I just don't have the time as much anymore, but I know people who do, and I know what I feel bad about. I mean, look, I'm a born and raised Minnesotan and have been a Vikings fan for a lot of years. I just come to expect this, and I feel bad that some people actually sort of get sucked in and think, maybe this is the year, maybe this is the year, maybe, and then, whack. So that's what I feel bad for. I feel bad so many people are let down. We have a busy show. Giving Hearts Day is coming up. We're going to talk about YouthWorks ND, another one of the worthy charities that will be participating in that day, February 8th. We're going to meet Sydney Powell. She's a former federal prosecutor. She's written a book called Licensed to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. Tell you everything you need to know about this FISA memo. And this is real, folks. This is getting really real. It is. Ed Schaefer will be here, former governor, former Ag Secretary, remembering John Andrus. And Lene Hansen will be here from the North Dakota Safety Council to talk about their big conference that's coming up. We love safety on this program. We love saving lives, so we'll do all that. But we want to start with Senator John Hoeven for an update from the Senate side of this Schumer shutdown. Busy weekend, I know, and not as productive as you would like. Let me start with what happened yesterday, because I understood when Mitch McConnell took to the floor late yesterday and asked for a vote earlier, and Chuck Schumer said, nope, you can't get it earlier, and then it jumps all the way to noon, but it was supposed to be at midnight. Why did it bounce all the way to noon, Senator?
We can't get Senator Schumer to agree to provide enough votes to reopen the government. And, so we are ready to try again. And instead of going until February 16th under the agreement, go to February 8th. We'd hope that would get enough Democrats to pass the measure. But Schumer basically said no. And so we continue to try to do that.
And the idea of going to noon today was buy more time for him to come to their senses, or buy more time for more Democrats to get across the number needed, or what?
Senator Schumer, my understanding is Senator Schumer wanted a meeting with his members to talk about where they're at and so on and so forth. And so that's, I think, one of the reasons that the vote's at noon.
You have shared with us before many, many, many frustrations about how this works and not being real thrilled with it. How does this one rank in the, sort of all of the back and forth and the procedural rules and the games people play? But how this time a shutdown for the first time ever over wanting legislation that's not in front of you, using it as sort of a leverage for future legislation. How frustrating is that?
It's frustrating, and people just have to clearly understand that this is a shutdown by Senate Democrats led by Senator Schumer, because essentially they don't oppose the measure that's on the floor right now that would keep the government open, fully fund children's health insurance program for 6 years, full funding reauthorization for 6 years, fund our military. There's nothing in the bill they oppose. It's just that they've decided they're going to shut things down because they want DACA without meaningful border security.
And so the progress that was made over the weekend was, as you said, agreeing that, okay, if by February 8th we don't have a solution on the immigration situation, then we will we'll force a vote, right? So in other words, they know they have a date certain for a vote, whether a deal is struck or not. That was progress, right?
Well, they're saying that, and just like they're talking about this negotiation. But the reality is, until Senator Schumer allows enough Democrats to vote with the Republicans to reopen the government, you know, they can give us a few votes, but they're keeping us short. And it's, again, all because Senator Schumer has decided that this is a strategy to force the DACA issue and not provide the things that need to be provided for that to truly be addressed. And that includes, obviously, border security, as well as addressing things like chained migration and the visa lottery system.
By the way, I heard something about a meeting with the Senator Schumer and President Trump that related to the funding for the border security and the wall. And supposedly Schumer said, we'll give you all your funding for the wall. And somebody in the staff press, you're talking about all, you know, 15, 20 million, billion, what we need for the wall. And he said, no, just the one-year appropriation. And then basically Schumer had to come back so as not to have been caught in a lie, as to say, yeah, all the funding will be there. Is that the deal on the table now, that there is full funding for the border security?
Well, you described the conflicting reports very well. I mean, the question is it authorization? Well, the authorization already exists. What you need is the actual appropriation. And the initial commitment I saw was to actually provide about $1.6 billion, which would be, you know, basically planning money and preparatory money for this year. That's not the full $18 billion to $20 billion appropriation that's needed to actually build the wall.
A lot of our listeners, I'll have the exact tally in a moment, but a majority certainly want the rules to change. And I hear the majority leader hinting that, look, if you guys keep doing this, we are going to have to change the rules. He's done it now in two floor speeches. In fact, the last one, I thought he was going to change the rule the way he was talking, but he stopped short of that. You know, people see this as using the rules different than the founders envisioned. This is not some, you know, thing that's been around for hundreds of years. Is it time to change the rules since they're clearly not following the rules as they were intended?
It's a real concern. I mean, the whole idea with the rules is to make it tougher to do things like raise taxes or put in cap and trade or have Democrats unilaterally pass, single party payer for health care, you know, government run health care, those kind of things. That's the concern. But clearly, this is a problem when they filibuster the rules in a way that shuts down government. We're talking about things like making changes as far as it proceeding to appropriations bills, shortening the debate time on appointments, trying to figure out how we get through this.
So you anticipate what today? Is today going to be the end? Do you think it actually they come to their senses? They seem to be losing politically.
I hope so. The public just needs to understand that this is the Democrat Senate caucus taking a position to hold shutdown. Rather than continue to fund the government and discuss issues like DACA or whatever while we do it. And I think it just comes down to the public understanding that and putting pressure on Democrats to vote with us to fund the government.
Now, I know Chris Wallace did two very good interviews this weekend. He pressed the Republicans pretty hard through the budget director, Mick Mulvaney, saying there's not even a simple majority of Republicans that are for this thing. So Republicans own part of this as well. What would you say to that?
There are some Republicans that need to get on board. We're pushing them pretty hard to get on board. But at the end of the day, it comes, you know, it's one thing for the Democrats to give us a few votes and say, oh, they're working. The reality is when Senator Schumer and their caucus decides that they'll give us enough votes to pass it, we'll pass it. That's the reality.
So should Heidi Heitkamp be talking to Chuck Schumer to say enough already? In other words, she's voting yes. Is it enough to vote yes, or does she need to bring more of her colleagues to get across to
The math. We need to get, you know, at least nine Democrats to get to that, to break the 60 filibuster.
Yeah, and they're, what, five now?
There are five, right?
Yeah, and so is there a lot of back and forth going on and trying to find a way to get
there? Well,
that's
the key. I mean, again, you always have to do the math. Scott, you know this. It's fine for a few Democrats to vote with us on something. They know darn well that won't pass the measure. Until they get serious and give us at least nine to pass it, you know, they're blocking us.
So it's politics even just to, you know, say you're a yes when you know there's not enough to get there. What you ought to be doing is pounding the table saying, please, let's do this. Stop this. This is hurting us, right? This is
and
hurting
us. That's the thing. Until the Democrat caucus releases enough Senate Democrats to vote with us, they know they're going to keep us short. And that we need some votes to fund the government, which is what we're trying to do.
And, of course, in the meantime, you know, the government is shut down. You have, you know, all kinds of disruption and vets, and our military, the CHIP program. It's a bad deal.
Even and there's nothing in the bill the Democrats don't support. They're on
right.
record supporting everything in the bill.
Including the health insurance tax that they're voting against, all part of the Schumer shutdown. Senator.
Exactly. Health insurance for our kids, funding for our military.
Senator Hovind, keep fighting. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Scott.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for the duck. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound. Person for person than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same, it's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
MBI Energy, one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. And I tell you what, at MBI Energy, they really are a company that is different about how they value their employees' health and well-being, comprehensive benefit plan for their eligible employees and their dependents. Their extensive safety and training programs are top-notch. I mean, really a quality equipment. They have a training facility that is second to none. I've been there, just seen it work, where it recreates the oil field and all the different stops, and it really works. So it's a statement, really, about their dedication to the safety of their employees and, of course, the environment as well. They offer employees a wide variety of job positions and opportunities for advancement in an exciting industry. So go to MBIEnergyServices.com, click the Join Our Team link to find out more about MBI Energy. 21 past the hour on What's on Your Mind, and Giving Hearts Day is coming up around the corner. We have the Super Bowl around the corner. We have Giving Hearts Day. Giving Hearts Day is actually like a Super Bowl for giving. It's pretty incredible. It has been around 10 years, $41 million now raised through the Giving Hearts Day. And 571 charities are involved. One of those charities is with us today. YouthWorks MD is that charity. Jessica Fleck is here from YouthWorks. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
And I love doing these. We get a chance to highlight some of the charities that will be participating because I learn about the charities and the good work that's being done, and there are so many things that are happening, and really give people an opportunity to say, that's something that touches my heart. I want to give to that. So what does YouthWorks ND do that you think would most touch the hearts of North Dakotans?
Well, I just want to make sure that people know that we are a nonprofit that serves homeless and runaway youth. We also serve youth that are survivors of trafficking, and that age range is 12 to 22. So when I'm talking about youth, I really am talking about, you know, middle school, high school, and early college age youth.
Wow. When you say 12 years old, that just blows you back, right?
Yeah.
Both in the fact that they're homeless and or, you know, human trafficking that happens. You just think a 12-year-old without a home, or a 12-year-old that's been victimized in that way. What do you do for them?
So we have a bunch of services that our youth might be able to access, specifically focusing on the trafficking. We do training and technical assistance around the state. So we're helping workers in rural communities be able to have the tools to identify those youth. And then we assist them in making sure that they're providing victim-centered, trauma-informed care to those youth in those areas where they might not necessarily have a whole lot of youth that they're working with on a regular basis, but we want to make sure they have the tools to do that well. And then we also have specific case management in Fargo and in Bismarck that works with those youth. We have specialized workers. And then we also have host homes. So those youth get to go in and be in a supportive family environment while they're working through that trauma that they've experienced.
Wonderful. And funding's always a challenge, right?
Funding is always a challenge, yep. More so for our homeless population than for our survivors of trafficking. Right now, we have really good support from the state in that work. But with our homeless youth, you know, our young moms that are early, you know, 18, 19, 20 olds trying to figure out how to parent, we have a transitional living program that they can move into and get support. And they have a person that's teaching them those skills that I was lucky enough to have somebody teach me how to budget and clean, and then also to model that parenting when I started doing that work or doing that as a mom. And so that funding is always a challenge, statewide and federally. We unfortunately had a cut in that on a federal level, for our agency this fall. And that was a huge hit for our ability to be able to provide those homes.
If I could hand you a magic wand, so there would not be homelessness. I know that you never eliminate everything, obviously.
I would really like to work myself out of a job, though. Or, that would be great.
What would it be? What is most missing, you think, for this population?
I think mostly just that ability to move right into a safe and secure housing option. I mean, if you think about trying to...
So it's money, it's not having a place to live, nowhere to go kind of deal more often than not?
It's not having a place to go, a safe place to go. How do you maintain a job if you're having to try and think about, where am I going to sleep tonight, or where are me and my child going to be tonight that's safe? Yeah. That's a lot of pressure for young people to figure out. And so I think if you can give them that house first, then they can figure out how they get that job or they get that education to make sure that they're successful moving forward in their life.
How often, I know I've seen studies about this long ago in homelessness among adults, that a lot of it is tied to mental illness. How about with the younger age kids? How often do you see mental illness as a factor?
I think that sometimes it is. More often, though, it's parents not having that mental health support, and then they've seen... The child has kind of become the residual effect of that, you know, not having that stability in that parenting. Then they get pushed out, or they get kicked out, or they don't have the best modeling, or they're in risky situations because their parents were not making the best decisions.
Well, I'm glad there's a YouthWorks ND.
Yeah, I am too.
And I think supporting it is a way you can feel better about doing everything we can to I just think we're a kind country. We really are. We're a kind people. We take care of others. And there are good charities that are out there doing this work. It doesn't always have to be a government entity.
Correct.
It can be a great nonprofit that does good work and can be nimble and fast. And that's what the great thing about the Impact Institute, Pat Trainer and his team, they train all of these charities. So every dollar you're giving does the most good. It's not sitting in bureaucracy and administration and everything else. It gets to the people that need it. So that's why Giving Hearts Day is so important and the Impact Foundation doing good work. Thanks so much for the update.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it. Loved learning more about YouthWorks MD. They'll be on the list for Giving Hearts Day, which means if you donate on February 8th in that 24-hour period, they have a chance to win all kinds of things and get matches for different things. So the more you donate, the more YouthWorks ND wins. So good luck to you on the 8th, okay?
Thank you so much.
You've had a big day. 26 past the hour. Got a call that came in during the last break. Go ahead and roll that, Todd, if you would, and we'll get cranking on some of the topics of the day.
Yes, guys, of course it's politics. The five Democrats that voted for it are all up for re-election, is my understanding. And that's the only reason they voted for it, because they still can hold out the four more for not getting it passed. And one of those is Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota, who didn't vote for the tax reform either, which, according to all people analyzing it, was beneficial to over 90% of North Dakotans. Who's Heidi there for? Bye.
I appreciate the call. I think the caller's being fairly analyzing this, and you can look at it. First of all, if you're a Heidi Heitkamp supporter, if you're a Democrat, you're saying, look, she's defying the majority minority leader, and she's actually voting yes, and only a handful of Democrats are voting yes. She's being bipartisan. You can make that argument, but I think it's very instructive to say, when does the vote matter? Okay, when is the vote? In other words, if Chuck Schumer is completely against this, as we know, that's why he wants to shut down. He wants illegal immigrants, okay? And Heidi Heitkamp says, I'm going to get 7, 8, 9 Democrats enough, so Chuck Schumer is now rendered out of the game. That is a costly vote. Right now, it is just for show. Until the vote matters. And Heidi Heitkamp is, yeah, I can think of one vote in your entire time in the Senate where the White House was really mad, and it was the Obama White House, it was over the gun vote. And it was one vote. Remember that? And we were on the air saying, we don't know how she's going to vote. We're talking to the NRA. We're talking to all kinds of folks, gun owners of America, and folks, and they're saying, you better call Senator Heitkamp's office. And it was earlier in her career, and she was that one vote that stopped some really bad gun legislation. She deserves credit for that. I gave her credit for it, and I'd give her credit for this. But you can't say you're being bipartisan when the vote doesn't matter. And so far, the vote doesn't matter. So I think that caller is pretty insightful. One other issue that you're hearing a lot about, I'd say it's right underneath the Schumer shutdown, is the memo. The FISA memo. Have you heard about this? We're going to talk a little bit about that with an expert coming up. Your calls are welcome on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him.
Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
No matter how Heidi votes, it's always wrong, you guys, whatever. But the tax break promised to agriculture and co-ops has been taken away. So don't tell what a good deal it was for us. It wasn't. We were promised it, and they took it away. Thanks for nothing.
All right, two things. One, thanks for calling. And the fact that you're a Heidi Heitkamp fan is great. It would encourage others that are Heidi Heitkamp fans to call. We don't hear from many of them. I'm not sure if they're not out there or if they just don't like to call. She is... declined our numerous invitations to be on the program repeatedly, weekly. Says she doesn't have time for our audience. So we pass it on and we try. But I appreciate the fact that she called. Second of all, I gave her a compliment a second ago on a vote related to the gun vote earlier in her career. All right? I explained in commentary to the other caller that a yes vote now, when you're not rallying others to vote yes, to take on Chuck Schumer mean nothing. Nothing. And she can't take on Chuck Schumer, see, because Chuck Schumer sets up all the sugar daddies for donations to her campaign. That's what's going on. That's why no tough votes, no actual bipartisan votes. I mean, it's easy for a bipartisan vote when everybody's in favor of something. I'm saying a tough bipartisan vote. When you say, I'm going to rally 9-10 Democrats, and we're going to join the Republicans that are on the side, and we're going to defy the Democratic leader. That's when it's tough. As far as the co-op thing, I think you're wrong. I'll check on that for you. My understanding was, in the tax bill at the 11th hour, Senator John Hoeven led a charge to change the tax bill so that co-ops didn't get hurt because they were getting hurt. And what happened is, They gave them an advantage rather than level the playing field, and the advantage is over the privately owned elevators, you know, like the Arthur Company and others around the state. And my understanding is they were going to fix that so there's a level playing field. There isn't an advantage for co-op over the other elevators. That's what they're doing, but that doesn't hurt or take away from what the co-ops would have gotten. So I will check on that, though, because we've asked both Senator Hoeven and Congressman Cramer about that, and even Chrissy Noem, who told us that what I just told you is what they were going to proceed with. So I think we have the facts on that particular case. We're brought to you by our friends at High Plains Apache today. If you need a sprayer, you need my friends at High Plains Apache. They are in Fargo, actually Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60. They're also in Mandan across the old Bonanza. You can call them there at 663-2375. But when you spray as much as you do, you need support from the folks who know spray application, and these guys do. Nobody knows spray application like the guys in High Plains Apache. That's just the bottom line. Tips and parts and service and a full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including those Apache self-propelled sprayers. More of your questions and comments. Welcome. Todd has no phone today, so you can text me at 701.
Got it now.
Or do you? 367-2054. 701-367-2054. He's at 226-8503, or call us at 800-228-0550. 228-0550, 800, or the local number 258-0550. Our next guest has written a book that everybody ought to read if you want to understand the deep state and the mess we have in the swamps. Sidney Powell, Licensed to Lie. Get this book, folks. Licensed to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. She's a former federal prosecutor, now a senior advisor at America First. Sidney, it's nice to have you on What's On Your Mind. How are you?
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure to be with you.
I saw you, I forget where, Fox Business News or CNBC or somewhere, and I said, I was very interested, number one. And number two, I started following you on Twitter after that, and I just see this wealth of information about what's going on, and I enjoyed it. First of all, what is the deep state? You know, folks might not be aware of that term. I've heard it and come to believe it exists, but for our audience's benefit, what is the deep state?
It's people that have been in government in very high and powerful positions a long time that think they're more important than any president.
And this is regardless of party, right?
Exactly. And they actually do more running of things and more damage than anybody you can possibly imagine.
And what do they think of?
They're the lowest learners and the people like that who have their own political agenda and will prosecute and go after people any way they can.
So our audience is North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, you know, a couple of Canadian provinces, but what I would call the heart of America, the heartland, the real people, good, God-fearing, freedom-loving folks, to those people in the deep state you're talking about, we're like aliens, right?
Oh, yes, yes. And I call you all the engine of America. You're the people that make things work every day.
Last poll I saw somewhere has North Dakota as the highest rated state in the country for support of President Trump. So there's a lot of folks out here that don't like what is going on. And what is a product of the deep state? What are they doing?
Well, for example, apparently they just destroyed or lost, I don't know how many hundreds or thousands of text messages between FBI agent Peter Stroke and Lisa Page that would further evidence their role in protecting Hillary Clinton and trying to oust Donald Trump.
Why should we care about those? Why should we care about those two individuals you mentioned in their texts?
Well, they work for the FBI, and Lisa Page also worked for DOJ. They're very high up. Peter Stroke was what I call the epicenter of the Clinton investigation, and then also the surveillance efforts, the unlawful surveillance efforts and everything against candidate Trump and then President Trump. They were very active in both those things, working with Fusion GPS. I've got a number of articles that would help catch people up on the Daily Caller and also on the New York Observer. I've been on this issue for a long time now, in addition to the book.
Yeah, those articles are great. I have not read the book yet. I can't wait to read the book. But your reporting on this has been unbelievable, and you do really just walk people through it. It's one of those things where I think by design, it can overwhelm you trying to keep track of everything. And so to have somebody of Sidney's expertise, you know, just getting it out there, because there are so many moving parts to this, it is unbelievable. But I wanted to start this interview, start at the beginning at least. And you mentioned Peter Strzok, so he's in the middle of the Clinton investigation, and we know from his text that he was a Trump hater. What was the most damning thing you think he said back and forth with his mistress? By the way, a fellow FBI employee and a mistress. There's some good integrity going on there, and I'm not sure that's a rule that shouldn't be investigated in of itself and how he's conducting himself.
Well, that should
himself.
Have been enough to get him fired, because that made him subject to blackmail, among other things. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. In the old days, that would have gotten both of them fired.
What do you say that most disturbs you? What's the most chilling part of his back and forth?
Well, it's very clear from the text messages that they had a meeting in Andy McCabe's office. McCabe was actually running the FBI after Comey left. And they, in that meeting, they came up with some sort of plan to hopefully keep Donald Trump from being elected. And then if that didn't work, they had what they called an insurance policy of something else, which I think was the infamous Steele dossier that was, I think we'll find, was concocted mainly by Fusion GPS, then run through former MI6 investigator Peter Christopher Steele, and then funneled back through the FISA court to get action on a surveillance request to cover up the illegal surveillance they'd already been doing. And we're also going to find out that Fusion GPS and another entity that was related to and helping the Clintons had unlimited and unlawful access to FISA court and FISA data, which is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act data that NSA, the National Security Agency, collects all the time. But these people had unlimited access to it and totally unlawful. The FISA court, which is a super secret court that watches over all that stuff, has already held that that was unlawful and a very serious Fourth Amendment violation. It frankly should overturn the whole Mueller investigation because it resulted from the illicit Steele dossier and this whole action, coup action, for lack of a better way to describe it, attempted coup by Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe, probably James Comey. Well, Comey had to have been involved. James Baker, the general counsel of the FBI, and no doubt others.
Yeah, and
it's really bad. The country has never seen anything like this.
That's an extraordinary statement. That really is. And again, so if I have this correct, the Russia collusion was all, the reason people were able to say that is because of what was in this Fusion GPS dossier, which was basically opposition research on Donald Trump, but we now know largely made up. And so they said, hey, because of this dossier and all this information we learned, we got to go investigate Trump on Russia. But.
Exactly. Yeah,
but what we know now.
Totally made up. The only thing they verified in that dossier was that one Trump associate, Carter Page, had made a perfectly lawful trip to Russia. That was it.
And it was funded by the Democrats, right? I mean, they paid for the dossier to be done. So,
by the DNC, by Hillary Clinton, and I think Obama's PAC made a $972,000 contribution to one of the firms related to it also.
Yikes. So he's involved in all. So, okay, they fund it, then they use it the way they did, and then they go to FISA and say, okay, we got some national security stuff going on here. We need to listen in, and that's where the FISA violations happen, right?
Well, yes. That was the second of them. They'd already been collecting the information through the unlawful surveillance or the unlawful collection and review of the information.
So that was dual tracking? That was dual tracking the dossier?
Yeah.
Work? Okay. All right. That was. So that was first. And then didn't they use the dossier to get, again, more authorizations to go in, like on Michael Flynn, for instance?
Yes. They used the dossier to go get official FISA court approval without telling the court they'd already done all this unlawful stuff. But then Admiral Rogers, who was head of the NSA, director of the NSA, in 2016, discovered what they'd been doing during a routine audit, I think, and he disclosed it to the FISA court. And he deserves a Medal of Honor because, I mean, if he hadn't done that, it would have been going on to this day, probably.
This is so.
And the FISA court went ballistic when they saw that. One of my articles, my most recent article, I think, links the actual FISA court decision, and people can read it for themselves. But yes, they found the FBI had given unlimited and unlawful access to unrestricted FISA court FISA data on anybody these people wanted it on, to outside contractors that extended well beyond any possible need for them to have it. Their violations all over the place. They found it was a deliberate decision by the upper echelon of the FBI, which had to include lawyers because there was some sort of memorandum of understanding that had apparently been reviewed by the lawyers.
Hang on, if you would, Sydney. We're going to take a break, come back, and finish this conversation on the other side. I want to know if you think the memo will see the light of day now enough. And Congressman Kramer, our congressman from North Dakota, has seen it and described it in the same fashion. Well, I shouldn't say the same fashion, but basically that this is really bad. Generically, I'll tell you about when we come back. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too, 877-700-4099, or online at Pipers.com. MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I am asking every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Your response aids in the funding and development of farm programs and the boosting of support services. Among many other benefits, your response helps show the entire nation the value of agriculture to our country and the world. With an improved online questionnaire for this census, responding is easier and more convenient than ever. As always, all responses are secure and confidential as required by law. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. Help rural America. Be counted. Respond now at www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The University of Mary tomorrow. I always love my visits to UMary. I stopped out there for lunch the other day. What day was I with you, Todd and Bismarck? Wednesday, I guess. Headed out there for a lunch. Boy, oh boy, was it good. Love that. I think they call it the crow's nest that Steve and Eileen Scheel are the benefactors of the name that have been named for that. So anyway, it was great. Great. I mean, the only thing is I had Nephila soup there, Todd, and I grabbed the ladle and I'm looking for the dumplings. And there's no dumplings. So there's a pretty good size, you know, big vat of soup, but no dumplings. So I'm thinking.
So did everybody ahead of you just decide to snap them up? And
that's what happened. I thought it was just kind of a different guy. I'm like, how's Nephila soup without a dumpling? But all the, evidently, the, you know, the diners, they were going for stuff.
We'll have to have a petition to make us some great big signs. Save the dumpling. And march up and down.
So They reloaded, and I was fine. Anyway, we'll be out there tomorrow. Gary Tharaldson is The subject of a new book that has been written by the University of Mary that is really good. We're going to tell you all about that tomorrow and interview Gary on the program. We'll also hear some of the State of the State address. So all that happening at UMary. And by the way, nurses, if you're, you're looking to upgrade what you're making and get a Master's of Science in Nursing degree, $15,000, a remarkable value now compared to similar programs elsewhere, which can run $8,000 higher. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options, University of Mary. Check them out at umary.edu, MSN today to apply. More of our conversation now with Sidney Powell, author of License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. To finish what I was saying, what Congressman Cramer said, he said, I can't tell you what's in a memo, but what I will tell you generically, he said, number one, it's very obvious why the Democrats don't want this out. And number two, generically, any other person with this amount of evidence and what happened, you know, say some murder, you know, suspect or something, the case would be completely thrown out. Completely thrown out. So by any standard of justice, the Russian collusion and all, you know, what James Comey started, what Robert Mueller is doing, is needs to shut down. Do you think that'll happen?
I think it will. I really do. I think the American people are going to be absolutely appalled. And I certainly am with the pieces I've put together, and the memo is going to be the nail in the coffin, and that's still not even all of it. I mean, there's a lot more than just that four-page memo. We also need to watch for the Inspector General's report. The Inspector General over the Department of Justice has been investigating the FBI and the DOJ involvement in this for about a year now. He was actually appointed by President Obama, but he's the one who found the Stroke and Page text messages to begin with and some other things. He's a pretty straight-up guy, and if he hasn't gotten to it all, it's because Mueller has impeded his progress. But I think it's going to be eye-opening as well, and he'll report to Congress within the next month or two probably. He's the one that provided like 1.2 million documents to Nunes' committee recently.
Incredible. So the memo will come out. You believe we'll see it? It'll be public?
I think it will. I've got an article in the Daily Caller called Release the Memo, Stop Robert Mueller's Mission Creep, and I've got one on Hannity.com called Creeps on a Mission, which is what it really is.
Jeff, check those out, folks. Please do. Newsweek and others are reporting that Sessions is pushing the FBI director to clear out the top bureau staff amid this mess. Which, you know, like you say, shouldn't take long. Do you think that's should he do that like now, or should he wait till this all comes out and make it painfully obvious that we need a clean house?
Well, I think he needs to do it now, given the fact that Stroke and Page are both still there. McCabe's still there. It's obvious now. I'm sure he's read the memo and other things. So what he's waiting for, I don't know. I find it very offensive that Stroke in particular and Page are still on the government payroll. McCabe, too, for that matter. It's ridiculous.
We know what we know. I agree with you. Chris and Dickinson for our great guest here, Sidney Powell. Go ahead, Chris.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. First off, I am for release the memo. But secondly, all the congressmen I've seen interviewed that have read it and say, well, once the American people hear about it, they're going to be appalled. Heads are going to roll. Well, what difference does it make if the American people know about it? If you know they've done wrong, system the checks and balance, put them in check, get rid of them. I agree with you guys. Get rid of them now. Why give them a chance to cover up their tracks, get rid of more text messages, get rid of more emails? Why even give them the chance? Sessions needs a clean house now from Rosenstein or Stroke, Page, and whoever else they find out is involved. Get rid of them yesterday. Should have been taken care of. And secondly, how is Mueller's investigation considered an essential part of government and can still be funded during government shutdown? I'll hang up and let you reply. Thank you.
I think he's right on all counts. Mueller definitely shouldn't be funded during a government shutdown. Ironically, Congress is. That really chaps me. I mean, if anything's going to be funded during a government shutdown, it should be the military.
Last question. We'll have 30 seconds for the answer. What's going to happen as a result of this? We look back 3 years from this. You said this is the worst abuse ever in government. What will it mean?
Well, it better mean that the memo is released within the next week. And it better mean that the Mueller investigation stops. And frankly, all the indictments and charges that came out of it should be dismissed immediately, if not sooner. And it also means that a number of heads need to roll at DOJ and FBI, and prosecutions of those people need to happen.
they have violated any number of federal laws.
Really appreciate your work on this, and I think you did me a great service, and I know our listeners as well, in sort of sorting it all out, because it isn't easy to follow. There are so many moving parts to this. But keep following Sydney. Great Twitter feed. I keep track there. But you also can check out
Sydney Powell 1.
Yeah, so Sydney, S-I-D-N-E-Y, Powell 1, is a Twitter handle. But the book is also called License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. Thanks, Sydney. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Anytime.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.